Hello.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Mark? How are you?
Oh, good. How are you, Mr. Brito?
Pretty good, yeah. Staying busy right now doing some designs.
Uh-huh. You're always busy. You're making money. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I try to stay busy. I got to stay as busy as I can so I can pay everything off.
That's good. That's good. You just enjoy your money.
Yeah.
So, Jose, the thing is that I just want to follow up on your doc file. So,
mm-hmm.
Just let me know how many days do you take for your doc file?
I think this is going to be my last week, and I should have it ready.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So,
yeah.
Regarding your design studio, you already, I think, almost you finished your that design work of your design studio, and
okay.
Maybe I will give you an update on that very soon.
Okay.
And
perfect. Yeah.
Regarding your content, my team is almost done. Okay. I just received an email from my content team asking for the privacy policies. So what kind of privacy policy do you want? For legal terms you want, or you want the basic one?
Well, I want to have, since I'm going to be outsourcing to GovPrint, I want to have similar ones as GovPrint, if that makes sense.
Basically, for the e-commerce business, there's a legal privacy and policy and term and condition for all e-commerce stores for online business. So if you want to, we have a basic one, we will write that. That's totally up to you. And if you want that legal privacy policies for all kind of e-commerce store, use for the legal privacy policies, okay? So if you need that one, so I will definitely basically I tell my lawyer to do that for you, and we will definitely write a proper legal privacy policy for your website.
I mean, I think I should just go ahead and do both, right? It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, that's totally up to you.
Let me tell
you one thing. Let me open that email first, okay? Just give me 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so we need a three type of the legal terms, okay? Terms of using and privacy policy.
Okay.
And the other one, the customer protection compliance.
Okay.
And the third one is a product compliance review. That's totally legal things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if we can get those done, I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, because if you go with the legal things, if you want to go with the legal type of things, I will definitely suggest you to go with the legal things. Okay, and if you don't interested in a legal thing, we will definitely write the dummy type of like a privacy policies for your website. That's totally up to you. But I will suggest you go with the legal terms and condition.
Okay.
Basically, let me tell you how the legal term and condition and product compliance and the customer protection compliance, how it works. Basically, I will share you some questionnaires. So according to your the business of your nature, like your e-commerce store, we will file, my lawyer filed that for you. We will submit all paperwork, and then according to government, we will write receive a privacy policies from your government, and then we will
mm-hmm.
upload that information on your website. That's how you
okay. So you recommend that I get the legal terms of condition?
It's totally up to you. It's totally up to you.
Okay. Is there a way that I can know what the difference are?
Definitely, I will guide you. Are you free right now? So we will definitely discuss over the Zoom call.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, let me make a Zoom link for you. So maybe within six, let's do one thing. Let's finish your work. I will give you 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes, you receive a Zoom link, and then I will explain you each and everything over the Zoom call. Okay?
Sounds good to me. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jose. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.